Blog Talk Radio.
Now I want everybody to clap your hands in this place.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, we want to bring to you Memphis' own. The world's been waiting on it. And now the wait is finally over. Chantel.
Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes.
Jesus gonna fix it for you. Amen. Praise God. That song took me to another place this morning. Amen. Knowing that Jesus will fix it for you. Take it personal today. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Mount Carmel International Church. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. It is our Sunday morning service. Hallelujah, and I'm excited. Amen. Praise God. Every day I get up, I'm excited. Amen. Well, happy 4th of July, everybody. This is the first Sunday of the month. Amen. Let us start it off hallelujah, with a shout of praise and giving God the glory this morning. And not just on Sunday morning, every morning, amen. You got to expect God to do miraculous things. Get up expecting him, amen. Come on, somebody, get up expecting him to do something supernatural throughout your day, amen, that only he can do, amen. Praise God. So thank you for allowing me to come into your homes this morning, wherever you may be this morning, amen. But we're going to pray, amen, and let the Holy Ghost have his way this morning, amen. Let us pray, let us pray, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come. We bless your holy name, God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. God, we thank you, Lord God, for what you have already done, God. How you have blessed us already, oh God. You woke us up this morning, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And we have our right mind, Lord God. Ah, ye katora bashanda. Now, Father, I ask, Lord God, that you will move through the airways on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would touch us right now, Father, from the crown of our head, God, to the soles of our feet, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Let your presence flow from house to house today, Father. Oh God, we bless your name, Father God. Walk up and down in our homes, oh God. Oh God, saturate our homes again, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Set guard around our homes, God, that you'll protect us and shield us, God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. So we thank you, Father, for what you're going to do, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we ask God for a mighty move on today, God. Oh God, allow me to step out the way that the Holy Ghost may have his way on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, open a blinded eyes, oh God. Open up deaf ears, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh God, let the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Father, we thank you right now, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, God, bless my husband as he worked today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Saturate him as well, God, in the name of Jesus. I don't want to forget about him, God. So God, I ask that you bless him right where he stands, Father. So Father, I thank you, I praise you, I glorify you, and I lift you up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way throughout this service, God, on today, God. Speak to our hearts, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you. These things we pray in your son Jesus' name on today. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. This morning, amen, we know, I love this scripture, praise God, but I wanna talk to us this morning as God was speaking to me this morning, praise God, to revisit Psalms 23. I think sometimes, praise God, we read a word, but hallelujah, glory to God. Sometimes it goes over our head, and sometimes God illuminated again, praise God, and then he bring revelation again, praise God, hallelujah. We can read the Bible over and over and over and over, but then he brings us back, amen, to the place that he wants us at, amen. But there is a Psalms 23. We all know this song. I think we can quote it. Glory to God. Some of us can quote it, amen, without even opening the Bible. But I'm going to open the Bible because I want God to have his way today. Amen. Praise God. The Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. Oh, come on, somebody. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Thou prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Today, we read Psalms 23 and 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head oil, my cup runneth over. I want to pull this passage out for us today. And when I think about it and I read Psalms 23 and 5 in the King James Version, it says, thou prepare. When we go to the New King James Version, it says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You, come on somebody, God, you, God, anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Today, we see David was a great poet, if I may say so. This was, however, not just a poem. See, that's what God wants us to get. It's just not a poem. It's just not a word that's put in the Bible. It's there for a reason. It's there for us to meditate on it. It's just not us just quoting it. Because I can quote some scriptures. It tells of his life experience as a shepherd and an individual. As a shepherd, he's like the good shepherd does in Israel, would normally have taken his father's sheep to a table land or a plateau. A land that is leveled, filled with luscious grass where there are not yellow plants or poisonous weeds. Because we know when we plant, come on somebody, hey, I was out there pulling some weeds out the yard yesterday. Not just the yellow plants, but the poisonous weeds, a place where water is nearby. At such a place, the sheep will be able to eat and rest properly. What are you saying, preacher, today? When I heard the Lord speak to me this morning, he said, tell my people. My God, I give you glory this morning. And I said it on Friday, but he reminded me today, your time of rest. Rest in the Lord, knowing who holds your hand. We got to learn how to rest in him, he said. As a shepherd, and as a person, God actually spreads a table before David to enjoy in the presence of his enemies. Oh, come on, somebody. He was singled out for a favor among his older brothers. And despite all opposition against him, oh, come on, somebody, he still enjoyed the exceptional favor of God. Somebody got to know today that God is getting ready to favor you. Come on, Holy Ghost. It can be seen that the table is not just a piece of furniture. In today's context, a prepared table can be seen as dinner, a meal, or a banquet. Spiritually, come on, we're going in the realm of the spirit now. Come on. Come on up higher with me this morning. Glory to God. Spiritually, it can be seen as favor, blessings, opportunities, and open doors. Come on, somebody. Not only we want to get the table spread for us, come on, in the presence of our enemies. My God, I give you glory. But spiritually, God is going to give us favor, blessings, opportunities, and open doors, and his grace. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. We all love spread tables. I love attending them too. Come on, somebody. Banquet dinners and buffets are all my delights whenever I'm able to be there. At such places, the sight of food would have satisfied my hunger. The days we usually have such luncheons, you know how we have them in the church, praise God, and almost amongst my best meeting times, and glory to God, not that I will eat a lot. I just enjoy the atmosphere and how the food is spread upon the table, how the table is decorated, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I remember, praise God, those days in the house of God, praise God, that we get the dinners out, everybody's cooking, and mother's in the kitchen cooking, got a headband, an apron on, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And then we got Pastor Waters, amen, that know how to do the decoration of the, and she decorates everything all pretty, amen, praise God, flowers and everything that I like, praise God. But listen, at such events, there's usually much fun, happiness, friendship, togetherness, and bonding. Hey, my God, I give it glory. The Bible makes us to know that God commands his blessings in such, oh, come on, somebody say, God commands his blessings when the atmosphere is set. Even in your home, when the atmosphere is right, God blesses that place. So we got to understand, praise God, when we allow God into those places, he blesses. He said, the Bible says in Psalms 133, 1 and 3, it says here, behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirt of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountain of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessings. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, God, I thank you. See, when you get up in the morning, I hear God, y'all. Come on, my master, Katorabastia. When you get up in the morning, praise God, you command the blessing in your home. Don't get up angry. Command the blessing to come forth in your home. Command the blessing to come forth in your spouse. Command the blessing in Osia. Command the blessing for all the ones that's in that home, that's in that church. Amen. Praise God. While you are commanding that blessing upon them, God is blessing you. The people of Israel love prepared tables. All of their meals are spread. Everything will be there. I wonder where it comes from, since they are in the desert. But guess what? The next meal, the table is spread again. Our Lord Jesus, as a Jew, attended many of such in short time he spent here on earth. From the wedding of Canaan of Galilee to the house of the chief Pharisee, at the house of Simeon the leper, at the home of Lazarus and his sister, John the Baptist didn't eat. Thank God Jesus ate. We can eat too, only not to live by bread alone. Can God prepare a table for his people? The Bible says in Psalm 78, 18 and 20, and they tempted God in their hearts by asking meat for their lust. Yes, they spake against God. They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Behold, he smote the rock that the waters gushed out,
and the streams overflow? Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? David revisited the acts of the children of Israel in the desert as they journeyed to the promised land. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody on their way to the promised land, because that's where the table will be prepared. Come on, somebody. Begin to feed the people with manna from heaven. But the Israelites said they preferred meat. They began to murmur and grumble against Moses and against God. So God said, by tomorrow, he will give them meat. Moses could not understand what he heard. Where will he get the meat to feed about 2 million people in the wilderness? Hey, my God, I give you glory. God, however, said he should go and inform the people. Understandably, the people could not believe, too. They would have questioned how God will be able to spread a table with meat in the wilderness. But it happened. Came sick from eating meat. See, a lot of times, amen, God speaks a word. Oh, katomasia. And we don't believe what God says. But he did it. God has asked me to tell some people here this morning that he has prepared a table before you. He said you have logically thought of something, and your conclusion is that it can't be possible. God says he will do it even quicker than you think. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. I began to think, supposedly the prepared table was placed behind David. I discovered that he would have only smelt it behind him and not eat of it. I asked again, supposing the table is just beside David. Again, I figured out that he would have only seen it but won't eat of it. Then I understand why God made sure that the table was prepared before David. Table that you are supposed to be a part of will not be eaten behind you in the name of Jesus. Your spread will be, oh, come on, somebody. Your spread will not be hidden from you. Maybe you have heard that a table is being prepared for you. You will see it with your eyes, and you will partake of it in the name of Jesus. For I said to myself, when David saw the well-prepared table, he was just supposed to be eating. Why does he need to be anointed? The answer of God is that it is not everybody that has food spread in their front of them are able to eat, especially if it's in the presence of their enemies like that of David. I pray for you today. May the anointing to eat your divinely prepared table come upon you today. It was that anointing that kept David in the rough terrain while running away from Saul for 13 years. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. It was the anointing that empowered him to kill Goliath. It was the anointing that helped him to kill the 1,000 Philistines in order to pay his down, come on somebody, to marry King Saul's daughter. The anointing will rest upon you in the name of Jesus. Every power chasing you away from the prepared table is hereby judged by the power of the Holy Ghost. Every obstacle blocking your way to sit before your table is hereby removed. Come on, somebody. Every trap surrounding your prepared table is hereby broken in the name of Jesus. It's one thing to have a table prepared before one. It's another thing to know that such a prepared table does not exist for one to enjoy. The Bible says in Psalms 49:20, man that in honor and understands not, come on, it's like an animal that perish. Wherever God is putting you in this season, oh, wherever God is making a way for you in this season, come on, Holy Ghost, you got to understand that God is anointing you for where you're at right now. God is appointing you for where you're at right now. And when God gets ready, praise God, there's another anointing that's going to come upon you to be able to do what God has called you to do while he's yet preparing the table for you, because that's your place of hope. That's your place of peace. That's your place of rest. Somebody needs to rest in the Lord today. Esau was privileged to have a table prepared before him. One of the twins born by Rebecca, he and his brother struggled to see who will be the heir in the family. Esau happened to come out first, with Jacob holding on to Esau's heel. Later in life, Esau sold that special favor, come on, for a bowl of pottage. May you not be ignorant. Come on, because we got to understand, praise God. Sometimes we be able to be give our things away. We give our power away, praise God. Because God anointed us sometimes for certain things in our life, and we're so quick to give it to somebody else or hand it over, praise God. Just like if God gave you a ministry, you feel incompetent, so you want to hand it over to somebody else, not knowing that God is going to anoint you for that place. And there's another time, praise God, that God will bless you. Come on, Holy Ghost. Give you a business, praise God. But you feel incompetent, that you feel like you can't run that business, praise God. But you don't know that God is getting ready to anoint you for it. You come on, Holy Ghost. Sometimes you have children, praise God. And you feel like, I can't do this, God. I can't do this no more. But you anoint it. You anoint it for the progress. You anoint it for the position. You anoint it for where you're going. Don't ever feel, praise God, that you're not worthy. You know, the other day I was in the store and I seen the shirt, praise God, that cut on my seat. It said, and when I came back, the shirt was gone. My God, I give you glory. But it says, know your worth plus tax. When I seen it, I always say, know your worth. But when I seen it, it says, plus tax. That means that, praise God, glory to God, you have to know who God called you to be. You got to understand that we don't get that table prepared before us, praise God, until we go through the process. Don't get in the middle of the process and quit what God has put in you. Oh, Holy Ghost. Sometimes we get to the point where God get ready to bless us, and then we want to go backwards. But I bind up the spirit of backwardness in the name of Jesus. I bind up the spirit of unwillingness in the name of Jesus. I bind up the spirit of disobedience in the name of Jesus. We're going to go forward. We're going to get that table prepared before us. We're going to eat at that table. We're going to enjoy ourselves, praise God. We're going to get anointed again, praise God, at the table, y'all. Favor is at. That's where open doors are at. That's where your blessings are at. But you got to get there, people of God. Don't underestimate the power of God in your life. You know, on the other day, praise God, I thought about it, and I told the church, amen, when I was on Friday, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, God is in this season turning our disappointment around into tangible miracles. Amen. Teach yourself to walk in encouragement. Praise God. Disappointment is a strong force in our lives. Amen. That will keep us from the things of God. And that's what the assignment of the enemy. He don't want you to get to that table. He don't want you to get blessed. He don't want you to get promoted. He don't want you to go forward. He don't want you to be happy. Come on, my God, I give you glory. We got to get to the point where we know how to fight our battles. We got to get to the point, amen, praise God, that's Holy Spirit who holds our hand. We got to get to the point where we know the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. We got to get to that place, y'all. But if we don't understand our purpose, we will never get there. Like, Lord, what is my purpose here on earth? What did you call me to do? How can I bring change to somebody else, not just myself? Come on, somebody. We got to get to the point in our lives, amen, praise God, that we know that we have purpose here on earth. We got to understand, praise God, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Listen, people of God. Hold on to the horns of the altar in this season. I was telling my husband this morning, praise God, we got to praise him in the bad times, praise him in the good times. But in the good times, that's when you really need to pray. My God, I give you glory. God will give you staying power. He will help you to stand on that solid rock. Amen. Praise God. You got to understand he is the rock of your salvation. He is the one that's going to bring it to pass. Come on, somebody. Glory to his name. He said, I watch over my word to perform that what I've said. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. When he watches over something, praise God, it's a keen eye on what he said. His word will not turn back void. Praise God. It shall accomplish that what he said that he's going to do. People of God, hold on. Don't let go. I'm going to finish my word, but I'm going to take an intermission for my song. Amen. Praise God. I pray the song will bless you.
water. You are in the shadow of death's darkened door. You make tables right before my enemy. You take oil and then you pour it over me. My footsteps, that my feet may not slip. And because of that, I know that according to Psalms 23, I can speak back to the enemy and say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. In the house of the Lord forever.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to his name. He said, enlarge my footsteps. Come on, somebody, till my foot will not slip. Amen. Praise God. God is doing a great thing. And yes, we are in our season of resting in him. Praise God. We won't get so blown away. Praise God. If we rest in him. Amen. Glory. Glory to his name. Anyway, let's go back to the word. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. You will not sell your table to anyone else. May the pressures of today not make you lose a lifetime of favor in the name of Jesus. I'm going to speak that thing. Amen. Praise God. For someone here, the Spirit of God says, I should tell you that everything is ready. He said you will understand what he means. All he's already got it, y'all. Praise God. What he means by all things are ready. What can make someone not to enjoy a prepared table? Two things can make us not enjoy what God is doing. Unwillingness and disobedience. Isaiah 1, 19 and 20. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. There are many people that lost their favor because of unwillingness and disobedience. Scripture tells us that. Look at Adam and Eve because of disobedience. Look at King Saul because of disobedience. Look at Gehazi was unwilling, just like Judas Iscariot was equally unwilling to wait and eat what has been provided for them. What will be your reaction to the table prepared before you? Will you be observant and patient enough to enjoy it? Or will you turn your back on it and die to an unwilling attitude of disobedience? Listen, people of God, God is getting ready to really bless his people. He's getting ready to promote his people. He's getting ready to open doors for his people. Financially, people are going to start breaking out. Creative ideas are coming. Come on, Holy Ghost. Yes, I don't know. Things are happening. Family being reunited again. Where the families was torn apart, I hear you, God, that God is putting the families back together again. My God, I give you glory. That brother, that sister that you haven't talked to in a long time, praise God. That father, praise God. That mother that you disregard, praise God. God said, I'm getting ready to bring my family back together again, saith the Lord thy God. He cannot prepare the table unless everyone is there. My God, I give you glory. Guys, amen, we forget our place in God. Don't forget where you're at. Don't forget that when you're standing there, you're in his presence. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Just because you don't see him don't mean that he's not there. My God, I give you glory. That thing that you think that you're sneaking to do, God is right there watching, praise God. That thing that when you're doing what God has called you to do, praise God, he's watching. My God, I give you glory. Something very special was to enter your hands. But it slipped away. Don't let it slip. God said he will show you mercy and bring it back. Peter saw the vision of a great sheet three times in Acts 10, 9, and 16. So my thing is today, my prayer is as the Lord God lives, I will not be lacking in any good thing. Somebody shout with me today, praise God. You will not be lacking in no good thing as the Lord lives. Come on, he lives, people of God. Hey, my God, I give you glory. I will be settled in the green pastures. You will be settled in the green pastures. As the Lord God lives, no water or flood of life shall trouble my soul. Speak it in the name of Jesus, people of God. As God, Jehovah, whoever you want to call him, praise God. What is he to you? Praise God. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's my provider. He's Jehovah Nisi. He's the one, praise God, that will protect us. Amen.
He's Jehovah Rohi. He is the God who sees. He's Jehovah Shalom. Praise God. He is my peace. He is your peace. He is your, oh, come on, somebody. He is your source. He's Jehovah Mechanist. He is the sanctifier. My God, I give you glory. Who always follow the path of righteousness. Speak it. Don't let the enemy try to shift you as weak. Praise God. Don't let the enemy come and get you off the path of righteousness. The enemy knows what we like. Come on, somebody. He's able. Come on, somebody. We got to be alert in this season. We got to know, praise God, who God is throughout the day of our lives. The rod and the staff of God to comfort you. May the special table from God always be before you, even in the presence of your enemies. May the head never lack the anointing of God. Come on, somebody say, may my head never, come on, somebody, lack God's anointing. May the goodness and mercy of God always follow me all the days of my life. May I dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May I dwell in the tabernacle of God all the days of my life. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Behold, I have prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemy. Why, God, are you saying that to us today? Because God says, it is our time, people of God. It is God's time to shine in our lives. If we could just be still and wait on him, trust him with our whole heart. Lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him. And he said, I will direct your path. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. God is ready to bless his people. You may not see it, but faith is the substance of things not seen. Come on, somebody. We know we can't see this next minute, but I tell you what, God is getting ready to bless his people. You know how I know? I was in his presence this morning, and that's what he said. He said to tell them that I will prepare a table before them in the presence of their enemy. See, a lot of you, praise God, God said they thought that you would never amount to anything, but I'm getting ready to show them who you really are in me if you just believe. Believe. Some of you, amen, is able to shift your family into another realm. Amen, praise God. But we can't be quiet about the things of God. He made you the leader, not the follower. We got some followers. Yes, we do. I hear the Lord say. But the thing about it is, when you follow, even as he puts you to be the follower, one day you will become the leader, but a great leader. Why? Because you knew how to follow. A lot of times we buck up against things that we know not of, and then God can't bless us the way that he want to bless us. But if you can take orders from somebody, my God, I give you glory. One day you might be the one that's giving orders. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. I hear you, God. Ha, we thank God on today for the word today. I'm not going to keep it long today, praise God, because we know that we want to fire up the grill. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We want to celebrate, amen, this Independence Day, this 4th of July, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But I thank God that we got our word before anything, praise God, that now, praise God, that we're saturated in the word of God. We are anointed for what's coming next, praise God. Yet, condo de Messiah. We thank God for the time of rest. We thank God, amen, praise God, for what he's getting ready to do in the lives of his people. You know, when I was getting ready to start the show, the Lord says to me, continue to read the Jabez Prayer. And I went and found my book,
the Jabez prayer. Before I close out, I'm telling you, people of God, if you can quote this thing for the whole month, quote it. Let us do Jabez. Heavenly Father, we call on you, the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless us indeed and enlarge our territory, that your hand would be with us, and that you would keep us, come on, somebody, from evil, and that we may not cause pain. Father God, we ask you to grant us what we have requested, the way you did it for Jabez, according to 1 Chronicles 4, verses 9 and 10. He said, bless me. Keep me from evil. Help me not to cause nobody else no pain. I want somebody. Because a lot of times we get it twisted. We cause other people pain. But he said, here, praise God, may I not cause them pain. Father, we thank you today, God. We give you glory today, God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word today. Praise God. I thank you all for coming on today. Praise God. Thank you for allowing me to come into your home. I pray that you was blessed by the word of God. And don't forget tomorrow, amen, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil will be on at 6 p.m. Praise God. Tuesday, y'all. Come on. Y'all got to come on. Get the number to somebody. Praise God. Come on. Let us bombard the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Let us share the kingdom of God. Amen. Praise God. But on Tuesday, amen, Bishop Thurman Butler at 6 p.m., Undisputed Truth Ministry. On Wednesday, amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Weekly workout with Lady T. Everybody's been doing such an awesome job. And don't forget Fresh Fire Friday at 6 p.m. And y'all know, praise God, I'm on, amen, every Sunday morning as God leads me. Amen, praise God. Just remember, the phone number here for our ministry is 302-883-9799. Even if you need prayer, amen, call that number. If I don't answer, leave me a message. I will get right back to you. Listen, prayer is not a distance. When we pray and we believe, we trust God for the movement of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. And don't forget, this is the first Sunday of July. This is First Fruit Sunday. Amen. If you want to bless the ministry, you may do so. Get in touch with me. Praise God. Yes, this is my, I always do this, first fruit every month. Amen. Praise God. So with that being said, hallelujah, let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Father, we just thank you. We thank you, Father, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, oh God. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We bind our minds to the will of God today. We bind our minds to you, Father, today. Let us not go astray, Father, doing the things that we want to do, Father, because, Lord, we want to reap the benefits of our blessings, Father. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, heal us where we need to be healed, God. Deliver us, yes, Holy Spirit, where we need to be delivered, God, from all destruction, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, we thank you for moving by your mighty power. We thank you, Lord God, for the latter rain, God.
We thank you for the movement of the Holy Ghost right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, I'm asking that you saturate us today, Father God. Oh, God, saturate us today, God. Saturate our mind, God. Oh, God, bring our mind into alignment, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, with the things of you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to build up your kingdom, Father God. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Father God. In the name of Jesus, bless every home. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice, Father. Oh, God, do a new thing in their lives, Father God. That they'll know, Father God, that it was only you and only you can do it, Father God. Oh, Father, I pray for uncommon blessings, God, to come upon us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Creative ideas, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Let your blood prevail, God, against any spirit that's not like you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God. Now, God, we look to the hills. Where cometh our help? For we know that our help come from you, Father, who made heaven and earth, Father God. Now, Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the things that you already done. Thank you, Father, for the breath of life. Thank you, Father, for what you're getting ready to do. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for open doors. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have already blessed them, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we're walking in victory. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that our family are blessed, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're working out all things for us, Father. Now, God, we give you glory. We lift our hands to heaven today, and we tell you thank you. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh on the inside of us. Now unto him, we give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. In Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving in my heart, and my soul says amen on today. God bless you. Happy 4th of July. Happy Sunday. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. I'll leave you with a song. God bless you all.
I don't know how long you'll feel this way. Please believe that life is like a movie, and God is working hard behind the scenes. God is working, working in your life, working in your life, working in your life. God is working, working in your life, working in your life. He's working in your life. It's hard for you to celebrate God's grace, 'cause every day there's something before you start to fall apart. Remember, God does all his best work in the dark. The facts don't line up when you're trying to believe, but you feel like giving up. You need to know he doesn't take any days off, and he promised he would finish everything.
pray and let him work. Let him work in your life. Sit back and let him work. Let go and let him work. Pray and let him work. Let him work in your life. Please listen. Remember, God does all his best work in the dark.